Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Thousands of mourners continue filing past the casket of Pope Francis, lying in state at St. Peter's Basilica.
The basilica was set to close at midnight, but the Vatican allowing an extension, some had waited 6 hours.
Because of the respect that I have for him and the great person he was, it's worth the wait.
Some Catholic, some not, many of them praising his compassion.
Walking in there, it was so silent, but you could feel how much people really cared about him and how much love there was for this man.
For those unable to make the pilgrimage to Rome, masses are being held around the world.
ABC's Lana Moise, 50,000 people have now passed through in Rome. Russia striking the capital of Ukraine overnight, killing 9, wounding 70 others in Kyiv. President Trump angry. Ukraine said no to a proposed peace deal that would deny Ukraine NATO membership and allow Russia to keep the territory it's taken so far. This is ABC News.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning of possible transportation scams on the way to and throughout Green Bay for the NFL Draft. The DATCP says visitors to the area and residents trying to get around to all the fun activities this week should be on the lookout for fake QR codes on parking meters, invalid parking spaces, or fake parking tickets. It's important to know that Green Bay Metro is providing a free bus route from the downtown Green Bay area to the draft event grounds in the Titletown District. The Brown County Tavern League is also providing free shuttles to and from participating locations. More information on draft transportation can be found by downloading the NFL OnePass app or by visiting greenbay.com. Green Bay police are investigating the death of an adult female pulled from the East River Wednesday afternoon. Police say passersby reported a body in the water near the 500 block of Eastman Avenue at about 4:45 p.m. Officials have not yet determined the cause of death, but they said they do not believe that the community is in any danger. A teacher at St. Ignatius Catholic School and Chesterton Academy in Kaukauna was arrested yesterday after authorities confiscated his electronic devices. A release from the school says the teacher was arrested by Appleton police, and preliminary reports indicate that no students were identified in the situation. The release stated that the teacher, who passed all background and reference checks upon hiring, has been placed on administrative leave while the investigation continues. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
The draft is here. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the NFL draft gets underway tonight. Thousands of fans from all around arriving. Network broadcasts. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst on the Rich Eisen Show says with the 23rd pick overall tonight, expect the unexpected.
It's one of those things, I think, and it's so unpredictable, but I do think it's a good draft class, and I think certainly where we're picking, I think there's going to be a really good player that's going to help our football team, and I think we're really focused on making sure we've got a good young team. We're really excited about it, and we're really excited to add, you know, not only a really good player, but a culture guy as well.
Baseball, the Brewers losing last night to the Giants 4-2. Concern for catcher William Contreras, who was injured sliding into third base in the sixth inning.
We'll check him out. We'll see what it is. He had like an issue with his side. We're hoping it's nothing more serious than it just, you know, locked up on him a little bit. So we hope it's nothing more serious.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few scattered off and on showers this afternoon. Our high right around 60. Tonight, some rain. Our low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with more rain. Quarter inch or more possible with a high tomorrow right around 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans.
Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Superhero Day, let's honor the real or fictional heroes who inspire us. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Jerry Barr. Whether they wear a mask, cape, scrubs, or uniforms, we'll share why it's a real celebration.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Hello, National Football League. We're in Titletown, Green Bay. We were at the epicenter of everything good with football. Welcome.
Today's
Green
the day.
Bay. Yes.
Today's the day. We've been talking about this for over a year.
A year.
As my wife said last night, she goes, you know, living in Green Bay, you wouldn't know the Pope died.
What was his name again?
Yeah, all right.
God bless you, Pontiff. God bless you, Pontiff. We need a wide receiver.
I hope he prayed for that before. Yeah.
I think he did. Was up on the balcony.
What were his last words?
Yeah.
So anyway, get him a receiver.
There's always a joke in my family at a special family event, dinners.
Yeah.
You do the meal, you do the mass, you do the blessing, right?
Well, yeah.
You know, ours was always what Jesus actually said. Hey, you wops, get off the grass. That's where the first blessing came from.
Arricchio, who owns Belgiosa Cheese, you know?
Yeah.
Huge company. I've stood next to him at the sign of peace, you know, when you turn each other.
I hate that.
I know everybody
That's
does.
Why I stopped going to church. I swear to God, I stopped going to church.
Yeah, that got a little...
Because of the sign of peace.
I know, people get very uncomfortable.
I hate that.
But anyway,
you know what? I was at a thing. Maybe you were there. It's funny, you and I have done so many of the exact same things.
Boy.
It was for the Alexandra Center.
Yeah,
Yeah. And the guest speaker, the main feature was Vince Lombardi's grandson, Joe Lombardi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was one of the first ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was at Tundra Lodge. And he said, I go to church pretty much every day, but I'm trying to find a church, the biggest church I can find, to get as far away from people as humanly possible. Because I hate the sign of peace.
So you don't have to shake hands.
He even admitted that. He sits so far back in churches, so he doesn't have to do the sign of peace. Good morning, Vicky. Vicky says, good morning, guys. Hi, Vicky. How are you? Vicky, where do you live? You're one of our favorite listeners. Yeah. Where's Vicky from?
Fond du Lac.
Fond du Lac. Nice. Hello, Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
Join Jim and I and Todd when we go to that one craft brewery in Fond du Lac we want to go to.
Yes.
Ledge Rock.
Right.
Join us, Vicky. I'm serious.
By the way, to take the edge off that, he was standing there, and I knew it was a Ricky Owen, and he just turns to me and goes, cheese be with you. Cheese.
Well, that I like.
I know. So he's kind of promoting his own brand in
church. That's cool.
So I mean, it's funnier because you're right. That's an uncomfortable thing.
Oh, my God.
Some people hug. Some people are uncomfortable,
okay,
so that you don't know to shake hands.
Do you remember? Okay, I was an altar boy, so we're going back to early 70s. Where you had to put your hands on the other person's shoulders. It's like,
right,
you are you serious?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
But anyway, yes, so that's good enough on that. But today's the day. Are you excited
like
that we're here, that the NFL draft is finally here? Do you feel special today, Johnny, that this is it? What are you doing?
I don't like the way my hair looks.
Well, it looks the same every day, so why today? Oh, because it's the NFL. Okay.
Am I receding?
Oh, John, we talked about this. Yes, 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 yes.
What?
Just a little.
Just a little.
Yeah, bleep you too, Todd.
You're receding.
Poor Todd, though. So I walk it. I thought, oh, my God. The one time, because I feel guilty drinking all the soda here. Because I go through like three or four a day sometimes. I feel guilty. I want to.
Right.
So I thought, yesterday I bought some Diet Sprite.
Okay? That's, yeah, okay, that's good.
And I'm going to bring it in, so I'm not going to drink the company's stuff.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there, and I spill it all over myself.
Right in your crotch.
Right in my crotch.
This morning?
Right there when we were sitting there.
You didn't see him do it?
I thought something was spilling on the floor. I didn't know you spilled it on yourself.
Todd,
I'm going to throw this out. You ever feel like that guy that works at like a senior like complex home and that one guy, he goes, yeah, every day. Yeah. So I become that guy and poor Todd's and become then, that guy and hear me.
And then when you leave, those are the things they remember about. I know. Not like the good stuff. It's like, oh, he spilled that stuff. Oh, yeah, he did.
Later in time, the Muppets actually put the old two guys from the balcony in a home, and they were watching it on TV. And that's you guys. That's
all right, someday.
Wow. I'm going to get better. Hey, it is a beautiful morning out there, though. Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah. I hope it stays, because I think the weather's a little bit iffy with all the stuff going on.
But as long as it's warm, I mean, 54 in Oshkosh, 55 in Appleton, 51 in Green Bay at 610. Let's take some of this. We had a little concert last night across the river right here, downtown Green Bay. That kind of kicked it off, it seems like.
That was kind of, you know, opening ceremony.
Yeah.
You know, it was fun.
They put some money into that fireworks, huh?
They did. Whew. Well, yeah, Skogan did. But yeah, the festival sponsored the fireworks. But yeah, that was good. Then you can just sit on your balcony and watch it, right?
I did.
Yeah. That's cool.
Listen to it.
Yeah, it was all right. That's not totally my kind of music, but the people seem to enjoy it. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I will say I know Brad Paisley, obviously country, which is Green Bay is country. I mean, whatever you talk about the Rush people, you know, what sells out the quickest, it'll be country act. So that's not even a question. But I will say this, and again, I don't care how many people come. I mean, it's not like whatever, but I think Northeast Wisconsin has tried to roll out the red carpet as good as they possibly can. Yes. Wouldn't you agree with that, Todd? You know what I mean? We just BS for a living, but I think Northeast Wisconsin is really trying to embrace this.
Absolutely. Well, yep.
And I think they want to show their best. I mean, you look what Appleton is doing with the Mile of Music. You look at what they did yesterday. Too bad it rained, but showing off the history.
Yeah.
That's something that other teams don't have, right?
Yeah.
Tampa or somebody, they don't have history. And that was a cool thing they did. I saw that Kevin was there with the Packer band.
Yeah. Kevin Van Ness.
Yeah. So there was some cool things going. Attendance, a little tough because of the weather, but, you know, we're trying to do our best. I'll put it that way.
Well, like I said, I was at Hagemeister last night right across the street here. I said, how's it going? They said, well, they're feeling it now. It's like, okay, right now they were feeling the influx.
Good.
Of people.
Good.
So, and again, I mean, everybody, the one thing that bugs me that we talked about before I went on the show, don't gouge. Do you have to charge $17 for a hot dog or a brat, whatever? Come on, man. Just be normal. Why do you feel that need to?
And I don't think this
that
is
that bothers me.
I don't think this is, I don't care what it costs crowd. The Super Bowl is.
This should be a family crowd. Right, really,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
They're going to do a little shopping.
Right.
But Super Bowl, you got to admit, those guys don't care.
They don't.
I mean, here's my
corporate
card. Here's my card.
Yeah.
Well, and the price for tickets to go to Super Bowl, those are the people that have the money to actually go to the game.
And you know what? Most of the people at the Super Bowl, or not most, but a lot of them, and Jim, you know, they don't care who's playing. They're there for the party.
Right.
Exactly.
It's a people watching thing.
Right.
Yeah, like I said, everything is so overpriced that's kind of a deal, $16 a hot dog.
It is what it is, right, when you go to that.
But
I just, please, people, why do you have to gouge?
But
don't.
I said to you this morning when I got here, the parking even seems more reasonable. I mean, when you park at a game, it's $25, $30, and I saw some parking that's $50. Well, that's not bad for a whole day.
Right.
Packer parking's like $3 or $4.
Absolutely.
I mean, 3 or 4 hours, and now you can park for, you know, 8-10 hours on how long you're going to be there. But so I think we're kind of a little late, but I think we're kind of finding our
I mean, I want people who have never been here before to walk away and say, wow, Green Bay, Wisconsin, awesome. Northeast Wisconsin.
Good value.
Nicest people. Really reasonable beers, food, you know what I mean? Walk away with versus let's try to grab every dime we possibly can from people coming into town.
Yeah.
I despise that. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I really
and people can say, oh, it's supply and demand. Mino, you don't know business. Yeah. Bleep you.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to.
I don't want bad Johnny coming out, Todd.
No, but.
Todd.
That'd be nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But I'm looking forward to teaching next semester. You always try to do relevant. Like I told you, when we teach, we don't have to talk about Starbucks and these companies. We have great examples of great companies right here in Green Bay. Well, anyway, when we talk about the antitrust and the Sherman Act, you know, of collusion price fixing.
Absolutely. That Sherman Act. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well, no.
I lost sleep over that.
No. You know, everybody knows that.
Yeah.
It's just about, you know, it's about for price
talking
fixing.
Mike Sherman, the old court.
That's what comes to mind for me.
Me too.
He was a senator of, more than 100 years ago in Ohio, that just to make sure that there wasn't collusion and
right.
price fixing. What anyway, that lady that came on TV and said, well,
the neighborhood.
nobody's going to do anything, but that is why we have that law. Is that, well, we all got together and we all decided $100 would be the price. And anyway, I just think that's really funny because
I actually dealt with that in my young business life.
No, I just want to say, but if you look at why we have that, that's exactly why we have it, because especially. It stymies competition, and it gets, you know, anyway, that. So I'm going to use that.
When I sold night crawlers,
right,
2 cents a piece, and somebody else did a penny and a half for night crawlers, I stole his sign.
I thought maybe you sent somebody over there with the bat.
No, I took the
you mafia sign. Guys are a little
Johnny
Italians.
Thumbs.
Right. Johnny, yeah.
You know what my granddaughter said the other day? Grandpa John, why? Tell me again why you keep a baseball bat in your car. I said, tell all your friends. I got on this. Missed out on the draft stuff last night. Saw Nick and the Wick Snippers at Paradise North Distillery. Nice place on the bay.
Oh,
Terry.
Nice. Good.
Thanks, Terry. Okay. Yeah, hey, people, chime in here. Please text us. Let us know what you think, just in general. I mean, we're invested in this. We want this to be great. We want people to walk away. So that was the greatest NFL draft ever. The community of Northeast Wisconsin was wonderful. So let us know, people.
Reasonable, good value, had a lot of fun. Yep.
Text us. Let us know what you're experiencing so far. And today, of course, is a huge day.
Well, it opens at 10, the Packer experience, or the NFL experience. Can't call it a Packer experience. It's NFL experience. The buses start. Yeah, we're going to see people getting out
right
here.
Right out here on Washington.
Every 15 minutes.
Yep.
So
it's fun. I'm excited about this. I don't want to sound like one of those jaded kind of, I'm going to leave town.
Yeah, no.
Embrace it. Come on, man.
Some other small things going on, right? I mean, that the Northland Hotel has their free tours from 10 to 1.
Are you working that today?
I am.
Who are you again?
You know what? Frank is George Calhoun. Paul?
Well, okay, I don't...
Evenson?
Okay. Paul Can Everson. I be honest with you?
I got the pictures.
I don't see Frank as George Calhoun.
He's wearing that jersey that...
I know, but George Calhoun is like a short, squatty kind of guy, and Frank's like 6'9". Yeah, you should be George Calhoun. No disrespect. I mean it that way.
And then who's Paul?
Well, you pointed, Todd!
I know, it was me.
Todd's so much less nice of a person than people think he is. He's got a side to him.
Anyway, that's going on, and but tonight's really the biggest night, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, absolutely.
So,
but I'm just
and
I
we're
just,
going to a party too, right?
The only thing, I'm excited about that. Mark Houston, Bellin Sports Medicine.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Fantastic. And their parking lot, they have music, all those food
I'm
trucks,
so
all the money goes to
the
charity.
Only thing, though, Jim. The draft again, 32 times 15, right?
Yeah,
15 minutes per team.
Yeah.
And the buses stop at 10. I don't think the draft, the first round, is going to be over by 10.
I don't know that. But we would pick around 10 if everybody took their 15 minutes.
Oh, they all do.
Do they?
Yeah. You know, and the reason why, I remember talking with Tom Brotts, the old Packer, and Lindy Infante. They had back-to-back draft picks in 1989, I think it was, okay? They had like the fourth and fifth pick. They took, I think there's Tony Madrich and then Tony Bennett. No. They took Tony Bennett and Daryl Thompson. Okay? And I asked them, I said, why did you, you knew who you're going to take. Because of trades. Somebody might call it the last minute panicking that they're going to lose their guy. So he said, we take it right to the last second. That's why they do that.
That's a good point. Okay.
Trucker Thursday.
That is, today's the day.
What's better than the National Football League draft being in Green Bay, Wisconsin? And Trucker Thursday, and it's a nice day.
Yep.
This is good.
It's all here.
If I didn't spill all over my crotch.
Other than that.
Frankie Beg Adonis Winters joining us. Don Mikowski joining us. Michael Friedman, who played college football at the University of Oregon, is joining us.
I didn't know that.
I'm just making that up.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
It is time to kick off another quick daily NFL draft update. I'm Todd Michaels.
And I'm Terry Barr. There's so much to do, it's hard to choose. But count on us to be your guide with a few of our personal picks for Wednesday, April 23rd. This is one you don't want to miss. It's all about Green Bay's historic City Stadium today.
Terry, the Packers called 1500 East Walnut Street home from 1925 until 1956. Field Fest is your chance to see all of it. Games until 2 p.m., selfies until the sun goes down.
Fine. And then head over to Schreiber Foods at 400 North Washington for Taste of the Draft. Enjoy supper club style food, music, and fireworks tonight while supporting important work to end student hunger.
Terry, that sounds like fun too. We've got more new ideas tomorrow from the NFL Draft in Green Bay and information anytime at WGBW.FM and WISS.FM. For Terry Barr, I'm Todd Michaels.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. If you missed part of the show or want to share it with a friend, catch every episode of Mino and the Mayor on your schedule. Listen now at civicmedia.us or find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's easy to take Mino and the Mayor wherever you go. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Thursday morning, the first day of the NFL draft coming your way right here from the frozen tundra, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Come on in, folks. This is going to be a fun time, fun 3-4 day get-together. It started last night. Fireworks at Light Park were pretty amazing.
They were. Those were good fireworks. Whew. Three barges they shot off. Yes.
That got it started.
Yo, I got to say that after being in politics for 20 years, it is kind of fun.
Hang on. Open the door. What? Michael! All right. Michael's bringing in things.
Okay.
Michael Friedman joining us, Simple Life Hospitality. I'm sorry, but go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying that it's fun to walk around and have people, like, compliment the show. Like, a story.
Yeah! You know, I know. I was shocked last night over Hagemeister.
Yeah, it's fun to, and thank you for saying something to us. Yeah. We like that, you know? I like that. It was just fun. Some people remember some stories that's like, yeah, that's right, we did talk about that. And I just, nice to hear that. I'm glad you listened.
I will say this. I don't know if for good or bad, though.
What's that?
Two things that you're a little bit tattooed, whatever.
It's close.
Burning your guinea pig alive.
Yeah, that I know that one did stick.
And the cowboy boots for some reason.
Well, that's all right. The cowboy boots I'll take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Hey, Michael. Yeah, burning your guinea pig alive. It's going to haunt you. I got to be honest, Jim.
Well, you're the one who didn't let that go. But
Well, you're the one that brought it up. I didn't know.
I kind of did. I did. You're right. Anyway, but I just want to say that it's fun to walk
if
around and have people.
If you ever run for mayor again, yeah, no, somebody might use that against you.
It'd be that lady that, but she went on, the lady that shot her dog.
Yeah.
But she also went on to be, was she DOJ?
I told you about my brother shooting our dog, right?
No, let's hear that one so I can transfer some of this PETA stuff over to you.
Seriously?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Todd?
Tell the story.
Do you want me to tell it? So my brother, who was a little, I'm not even going to say which brother. I got three older brothers.
Right.
Okay, they're all in the army. They're all whatever. Became very successful. One became county sheriff for 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Another one, a tremendous electrician in the mines. Another one, great businessman. Okay, I'm not going to say which one. But one of them was going to came back from the army. The minos have a little bit of a whatever. And he was studying for a test in college.
Let's say short fuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and the dog was, our dog was barking.
Yeah.
And he told my dad, he goes, I'm going to shoot that son of a, he goes, go ahead. So my brother took the shotgun in the backyard and shot her dog.
Could have given him a treat to settle him down. Okay.
It's like, where's Casey? Brother shot him in your backyard.
Okay, good. Okay, people who are mad for accidentally burning my sister's guinea pig. Okay, John's brother intentionally shot his dog.
So, then one other time, the cops came into our yard and shot our dog. Because it bit somebody.
What goes on up there?
All right, well, with you guys, that's kind of redneck up there, though.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, guys.
I said you played football for the University of Oregon.
He was introducing you earlier, and I'm like, wow, I said I didn't know that.
I heard that on the radio down, and actually I have a great story about the University of Oregon. I had the pleasure of visiting their facilities at the University of Oregon.
Which are phenomenal.
Probably the best.
The
best in probably professional sports.
Right.
And, you know, and I don't know if you guys know this, but when you go to the University of Oregon, if you play football there, they tell you you will never wear the same jersey twice.
Wow.
It's an unbelievable facility.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Phil Knight did them well.
Very well.
Yes.
Yeah, very well. But I didn't play at Oregon.
I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting. Yeah. It was kind of an interesting tidbit there.
Yeah. No, he'd never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Never, ever. No. We got Frankie Winters coming up.
Oh,
remember Frankie Bag of Donuts?
Yeah.
We got him coming up on the show here in about 5 minutes.
Town. Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Please don't broadcast outside for the bus stop people. Welcome to Green Bay. Hear about how our former mayor burned his pet alive. Buy some cheese.
Brian, come on. He's terrible.
Brian is a bad human being.
Okay, bad. We'll start something else. But
you heard that story, right? Or Jim Burns' skinny pig alive?
We're talking about Mike.
No, I did not.
Oh, God.
Off air.
It's not good,
the buses
Michael.
Start pretty soon, Michael. Boom, right down
to
the...
I know.
That's going to be cool. Every 15 minutes.
So. Exciting day.
Yeah, it is.
What a great day.
It's finally here.
Is this great? I'm so tired of people saying, I'm going to leave town. I don't want... Come on, man. Embrace it.
No, I think it's going to be great. The weather should hopefully hold out and be a
good day. We got a lady right outside.
No, that's a homeless lady.
No, it's not.
No, she's cutting flowers.
She's cutting. Okay.
She's trimming flowers
that's awesome.
Or something.
I mean, look at that. When you were mayor, you didn't have somebody doing that.
I don't think it's
that.
A homeless person trimming flowers. But.
I can't see. I'm at a different angle. I was just teasing you.
She waved at me when I came in.
Hey, homeless person trimming the flowers? No, Ethan Morris is Jim's helpers from at one high school who said there probably weren't as many homeless people there for that meal because they're at their cottages for the weekend.
Oh, my God.
That was funny. Man,
wow.
That was fun.
Michael Friedman in the house.
So we're going to talk to you. You're coming. You're on, right?
I'm here for a little while.
Okay.
And I'm in and out because I know you guys have other guests. But obviously I've been in town all week, and it's great to be here. And, you know, thank you guys for all your support.
We're talking about, she just texted me, hey, can I come run over to your studio?
No, she didn't.
She did. All right.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't. All right.
I told you people listen.
Whoops.
Wow.
Todd, her name is Lisa.
Yeah.
Yell at her. Tell her come on over. She wants me to autograph her book that she bought.
We'll do that when we get into break
How
here.
Funny is that?
That's hysterical.
Michael Friedman, it's so good to see you.
You too. You too, guys.
So and, man, this has been such a great relationship, what you've done, Simple Life Hospitality. I was telling Jim.
Yep.
He's got like my daughter in Madison. She used to lease it out for the CrossFit competitions and different things. made great money, mm-hmm. paid for entire vacations like for the rest mm-hmm. of the year.
Yeah.
You got to talk to him about Airbnb being his place outside of the draft.
Yeah, there's other people. Yeah,
end with the draft.
No, right. It doesn't. And there's tons of opportunities. We can talk more about that for sure.
Outstanding.
Yep.
We got Frankie Winters coming up. When we come back, Michael Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality, Stress the Mind at Trent Magic. Don Makowski is coming up. We got a lot of great things coming up, man. NFL Draft, Green Bay, back after this.
And he's off on a Midwest run.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The first female commander of Fort McCoy has been suspended. Savannah Tomei Olson has that story.
Last week, the Department of Defense posted a photo from the base showing the chain of command photos on the wall. And the pictures of President Donald Trump and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth have been turned around to face the wall instead of right side out. The DOD account also posted on X a picture of the photos turned back to the proper direction, saying, quote, "We fixed it. Also, an investigation has begun to figure out what happened," end quote. Colonel Shayla Baez Ramirez took over as commander of the base last July. She's the first woman to hold the position. According to a statement from the Army, she's been suspended, adding, quote, "This suspension is not related to any misconduct," end quote. The statement says the matter is still under review. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
This week is National Work Zone Awareness Week. Melissa Kay has the story.
The theme, drawing attention to safety for road construction workers, is Respect the Zone so we all get home. Work Zone Awareness Week is April 21st through the 25th. Counties and communities across the state are urging people to drive carefully and pay attention while driving through highway work zones. Over the past 5 years, more than 10,300 crashes in Wisconsin work zones caused 56 deaths and more than 3,600 injuries. Officials ask that everyone on the road eliminate distractions and be mindful of your speed. Respect the zone so we all get home.
WISS has a newsletter that comes out twice a week that is filled with stories from the Fox Valley and beyond. Subscribe today at WISS.FM. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's lots of Star Wars news lately. Here's the latest. Andor makes its return for season 2. The show returns almost 2 years after the finale of season 1. Diego Luna plays Cassian Andor, just like he did in Rogue One. The show is crushing on Rotten Tomatoes at 98%. Season 2 will have 12 episodes. The first 3 episodes dropped Tuesday, April 22nd. Disney Plus will release 3 episodes every week on Tuesdays, totaling a 4-week run. Disney Plus says this will be the final season of the popular show. In more Season 2 news, Nathan Felder is back for Season 2 of The Rehearsal. The hilariously awkward creator of the show is also the leading man as he tries to help people get better at living their own lives by rehearsing them. Things usually go very wrong, and therein lies the hilarity. Season 2 will have 6 episodes, just like the first season. The HBO show drops every Sunday night following The Righteous Gemstones. Happy Weird Sunday Night on Max, everyone. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few scattered off and on showers this afternoon. Our high right around 60. Tonight, some rain. Our low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with more rain. Quarter inch or more possible with a high tomorrow right around 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zaroni's macaroni and pizza pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight.
Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like, security, and you're saying, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulsiewicz joins me next in the guest co-host chair. We discuss Pope Francis's passing. What was this Pope's legacy? A progressive or something else?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Mino the Mayor, very, 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 very special draft day guest, the man, the myth, Frankie Winters, live and in person. My man, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Everything's going great. How about yourself?
Doing exciting things here with the draft and everything, and I think it's great that the Packers are really doing a great job of bringing back so many of you, your former players, and it's almost like a, you know, a reunion, a class reunion when they have an event like this and they bring all you guys back. That's got to be fun, huh, Frank?
Yeah, it is. It's a great time. It'll be a lot of fun to see a lot of the guys that have, you know, you don't get to see it very much, usually during game day or game weekend for like a Legends weekend and stuff like that. But it's great to be back. I'll be up there this weekend, for a couple of days, so it's going to be a fun event, and I believe the Packers are going to have about, oh, I want to say 20 to 25 former players from different eras doing different things throughout the town and preparing for the upcoming draft this weekend.
And the fans are just as excited. I mean, you like to come here and see your fellow teammates, but I mean, all you guys, and I don't know if Mikulski's coming in, but Aaron Jones is going to be here serving pizza.
Serving food at your homeless shelter.
At the homeless shelter. And
everybody's getting involved.
Haha Dix is coming up.
Yeah.
And I don't know, a couple of these other guys. And we really appreciate that as fans of yours and the community. And
Bruce Wilkinson, who used to line up next to Frankie.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of those kind of guys.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
So thanks for doing that.
Yeah, it is. Well, it is. It's great. I talked to Bruce last weekend. He's going to make an appearance. He's coming up with some friends from Tennessee. And it'll be interesting. It will get a perspective from all different fans from all the cities throughout the NFL, and they'll come and experience Green Bay. Usually they only get the experience on, you know, the weekends when their team's in town playing if they choose to come up here. So it's going to be an interesting weekend. You'll have 32 different cities representing all different parts of the country, and hopefully they'll come in and experience it, and hopefully the weather holds out for everything, and it's a great weekend and a lot of fun, and it's going to be a great impact on the economy for the city of Green Bay and the state of Wisconsin.
Hey, Frankie, I got to tell you, though, even when we had the girl here on the other day from the stadium view, and Bruce was going to be there, and she mentioned some other guys. They were good guys, weren't they, Frankie? Wasn't that a great – and I don't cover the Packers the way I used to. I'm sure they still have a lot of good guys. But, man, that was a close-knit team in your era that you played for. Wasn't it? I thought one of the most fun things when I'd be in the locker room, I wouldn't even want to bother you guys, is be the offensive linemen would all just be sitting around, just BSing, so to speak. But it was like really friends along with being teammates. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, we were a tight knit group. We were, it was a different game back then. You did a lot of things with teammates. You know, you didn't have social media, so you could get away with a little more things back then than you could today. But we had a lot of fun. We did our offensive line dinners, and, you know, then we meet up with the defense line on Thursday night, and, you know, we go golfing on, you know, Friday, and then, you know, on Tuesday, day off, we get to, you know, hang out with each other and stuff like that. So where it's a little different today where, you know, guys, you know, make a lot more money and, you know, tend to do a little more maybe charity things for their likings or community outreach stuff through the Packers and stuff. But it will be great to see a lot of these former players. I'm sure I'll see a lot of them up there. I'm not sure who else is going to be up there, but it will be great to reconnect with some of the, you know, our former players that I play with, but also guys that came in after me that, you get to know him over the last couple of years, you know, coming back for, you know, games throughout the year and stuff like that. So it's going to be a fun weekend. And like I said, hopefully everybody enjoys it. They'll get to see the city of Green Bay, and we'll get back together with the old guys and kind of reminisce and, you know, talk about how everything was so great back then. But it will be a fun weekend and looking forward to it.
We're talking with Frankie Winters.
And what a weekend for these players, right? These young players. I mean, this is it. I mean, this is draft week or weekend, I guess, whatever you call it, 3-4 days of that. And, you know, do you recall that? And what do you...
Well, Frankie had a unique story when it came to getting into the NFL. Hey, Frankie, it's totally different from these guys that are going to be up here. Go ahead. Tell your story, Frankie.
It was back when I got drafted in the 11th round, which they don't even have anymore. it was all done in one day. It started early in the morning, and it ended on, I believe it was a Saturday. And then we didn't even have a phone in college, so I had to go to a college room. I had to go to a college buddy's house because we didn't pay our phone bill. We couldn't afford it because it got too expensive. So we had to go to a buddy's house to get a call. And by the time I got the call, I believe it was about 9:45, 10 o'clock at night, there were a lot of adult beverages consumed. And, you know, I got the call from the Cleveland Browns, and it was super exciting. But it was a long process, unlike today where they turn it into a 4-day event, which is good for the fans and for the NFL and stuff. But it's a total different situation. But, you know, it's good for these young kids. It's going to be, you know, some of these kids, it changes their life.
Right.
You know, especially with today's financial contracts and stuff like that. It's very financially rewarding for these kids, and, you know, it could set them up for the rest of their lives. So, hopefully they take advantage of it and, enjoy it, enjoy, you know, the teams that draft them. Because with free agency, you know, the players tend to bounce around a little more than they did when I was a player where you didn't have the opportunity to explore free agency and stuff.
What was your signing bonus?
I think it was about like 10,000 dollars, okay. $10,000 maybe,
all
or something
right.
like that.
All right.
Too bad. Not
that was,
no.
That was a lot of money. It wasn't too bad.
No.
But not like today. You could be a free agent and make a lot more money today.
So I think Larry McCarron.
It's going to be.
Right.
Larry McCarron told me that his signing bonus was like $5,000. And the scout, Red Cochran, at the time called him and said, Larry, I screwed up. I gave you too much. I need half of it back.
That's probably true, yeah. I mean, it was, unless you were a first rounder, you know, you didn't, the big bonuses back then weren't really very financially rewarding for the young guys coming out of college. But today it's a little different. It's a different game, and you know, there's a lot of money to be made in these guys today. Like I said, they deserve it. And just look forward to having the opportunity to be drafted, especially in the first round, especially on Thursday night. And it could be significantly impact their life forever.
So I will say this, though, Frankie.
Enjoy it.
You never took a day for granted of being in the NFL. And I mean that sincerely. You never took a day for granted.
No. I mean, it's just, you know, it's coming from the upbringing of my parents. You know, my dad was you know, everything you earned, you had to work for. And I was never expected to get anything for free. You have to go out there and work hard for what you get either in life. And I think people that do that, I think it pays off at the end. And, the way I approach the game and the way I approach my life afterwards.
Yeah, that's a good lesson
that's
for
phenomenal.
Anybody and everybody.
Absolutely.
Hey, anybody you're keeping your eye on? We talk about, I don't know, a number of people. Anybody, you with your experience? You
know, I don't really follow much of the draft and guys that are going to come up and stuff. But, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's always, you know, players who are kind of underachievers. And then there's the people that come out and surprise everybody.
Right.
I couldn't tell you who was projected to be a number one pick. I think it's so different today compared to when we came out where you used to come have scouts visit. Now it's everything's done with, you know, digital TV and films and all this crazy stuff. But, if everybody had, you know, the answer and stuff to who they were going to pick and stuff, it turns out great, you know, but it
this can make general managers, you know, keep their jobs or
lose their jobs.
Keep their jobs, yep. Or lose their jobs, as you know. So, right. You know, it's a
crapshoot
business, and yeah.
Hey,
and
Frank,
the guys they get. Yeah,
I got to ask you, who was the Browns' number one pick when you were the 11th pick?
The number one pick I think they had two first rounders. I think on the first round and an early second round, it was Mike Junkin, linebacker from Duke.
Yep.
And Greg Rucosi, who was an offensive center from the University of Miami.
Wow, they had a number one draft pick that was a center, and you were drafted 11th as a center?
Yeah.
You must have thought your odds were really long to make that team.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he played like 5 years. I played 16. So
there
goes that crapshoot, you know?
Right.
And
Trey Junkin never became anything either, actually.
Well, Trey Junkin, Mike Junkin was the guy from Duke. Trey Junkin was his brother who played for the Raiders.
I
believe was a tight end. So
you're right.
I think Mike Junkin played maybe 4 years in the NFL, something like that. So, yeah, like you said, it's a crapshoot. And, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. And, and you look at teams that draft, you know, usually when they draft that number one quarterback, it doesn't work out like it always does. You know, supposed to, but hopefully you could draft somebody. Hopefully with the upcoming draft with the Packers, you know, they're drafting Mike down at the bottom, not at the bottom, but like in the middle of the pack.
Right.
So
23rd.
Hopefully there's a good player available and they draft him.
Frankie, I got to ask you one last question. For any young player that's going to be drafted by the Green Bay Packers over the next few days, what advice would you give them about coming to the city of Green Bay, Wisconsin, and the whole community, Northeast Wisconsin, the whole state of Wisconsin, because we play for the Packers, you represent everybody. What advice would you give them on becoming a Green Bay Packer?
Well, I would tell them just to, when they come into Green Bay, to enjoy the history that's been there previously, the world championships and the Super Bowls that were won by the Packers that were there prior, to embrace the community and embrace the history of the organization and to enjoy it, because before you know it, it goes by in a heartbeat. And, you know, 10 years later, you're either retired or maybe playing somewhere else. So I think my advice to a young player coming into Green Bay today or anywhere in the NFL is to make the most of it. Don't take things for granted, and, you know, work hard and keep your nose down and stay out of trouble and make the money while you can and have a good time while you do it.
Yeah, that's great advice, because it is the smallest market. Yeah. And I think some people don't see that history that you just talked about. And we really got a lot of pride here. And that's great advice. Right.
One very last thing. I was watching a thing where Chewy was doing a radio show he does now. He told a story that you stole his skidoo thing on the water, you call them, a jet ski.
Jet ski.
And you crashed it. And the cops, you blamed it. You said your name was John Yurkovich. True or false?
True, very true, sir. Yeah,
very true.
Yes.
Wow.
And Yurko the next day was not very happy with me when I walked into the locker room.
Frankie Winters, you're the greatest.
All right, buddy. I appreciate you guys. You guys have a good week, and hopefully get to see you around Green Bay.
All right, wherever you are, I'm going to show up just to bug you. Okay.
All right, buddy. Take care, guys.
You're the man, Frankie. Thank you so very much, brother. Frankie Winters here for the draft. Just one of the all-time greats. One of the all-time great free agent signings, too.
Yeah. He gives great advice, right? Looks at life the right way, embraces
he's
things.
He's so normal.
Right. You know what I mean? That's a good word for it.
He's like so normal as a guy. Right. We used to hang out a lot, and some of the mornings on IXX were rough afterwards, I'll be honest. But anyway, all right, we're going to set a quick break. Back with more right after this.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Chef Jeff Grunder with a dinner tip you won't want to miss. The Machine Shed's Parmesan Crusted America's Cut. It's seriously amazing. We start with a juicy grilled pork loin and top it with a Parmesan crust made from real butter, roasted garlic, grated Parmesan, parsley, cracked peppercorns, and toasted breadcrumbs. We bake it to a golden brown and drizzle with white wine sauce. It's a game changer. Trust me. Head to the Shed tonight. Fox River Drive, Appleton.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Voting proof of citizenship efforts are afoot in Michigan, while voters await the outcome of the Federal SAVE Act and a Trump executive order requiring similar restrictions. This despite no evidence of widespread non-citizen voting in Michigan or anywhere else in the U.S. In Michigan, a constitutional amendment which failed to achieve a two-thirds majority in the legislature just received the go-ahead to collect signatures for a citizen ballot initiative instead. If organizers meet the signature requirements, it could appear on the 2026 ballot. The Michigan proposal requires any new registering voters to show, quote, a birth certificate, passport, and/or other documents, and would eliminate the use of sworn affidavits for voters without approved IDs. Voters without citizenship documents could cast a provisional ballot, but must return with the documents within 6 days for it to count. While that may keep the 20, that's 2-0, alleged Michigan non-citizens from voting, 1 in 9 Americans don't have ready access to citizenship documents, and over 5.8 million Michigan citizens don't own a U.S. passport, according to the Center for American Progress. On the national proof of citizenship front, a federal circuit court ruling on President Donald Trump's March 25th order is expected April 24th, and the SAVE Act is in the U.S. Senate, but unlikely to overcome the filibuster. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
It's the Eco Minute powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Trump administration wants big changes to the Endangered Species Act. The law has long been interpreted as including protections for habitat on the premise that destroying a species' food and shelter harms the species itself. But now the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries Service said in a proposed rule that degrading or destroying habitat should not be considered harm. Habitat loss is the single biggest driver of wildlife extinction. State officials say someone illegally shot and killed a bull elk near the city of Black River Falls. The animal was one of the primary breeding bulls in an effort to reestablish populations of elk in central Wisconsin. It was wearing a GPS radio collar and there were trail cameras nearby, but the DNR says it still needs the public's help to find the shooter. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind him break.
Hey, welcome back! Trucker Thursday, everybody. It is draft day in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Appleton, Oshkosh, all points beyond. Is there a better place to be in the United States right now than Northeast Wisconsin? Nope. Yes or no? Michael Friedman, yes or no?
Greatest place in the world.
Right.
Lisa Wheeler?
Yes, greatest place to be.
So we were making fun of you.
You were?
Yeah, Michael was.
Oh, you could watch me? Were you watching me?
It wasn't. Yeah. Well, no, you waved to me when I walked in, but then John, go ahead.
He said, oh some crazy lady's sorry. Out there Thank pulling you. Up the flowers from the thing. And then it's like, oh, no, that's not crazy. That's Lisa.
Yeah, that's
crazy. Hi, Lisa.
I'm not too crazy.
I didn't say you were crazy.
He did.
Someone else Lisa. Said something.
Lisa. But Lisa, tell him what
Jim,
you were doing.
Jim, actually, come
it was
on.
Jim that said
Jim,
that.
Come on.
No, and then you go, oh, my God, I know her.
I said,
stop calling her crazy lady. I know her.
There's a volunteer that's out there beautifying our city. Because the sign that says "Welcome to Downtown Green Bay," you were putting in new flowers.
Yes, I'm a member.
And thank you for doing that.
Well, you're very welcome.
You're a member
My
of
pleasure. The Downtown Neighborhood Association,
right.
And Schreiber was so gracious to allow us to put the sign over there.
Right.
And I put some flowers out there this morning.
Is that
too.
Nice?
That's
since
nice.
You,
yeah.
We like that. I mean, we're taking like we want Green Bay, Northeast Wisconsin, to be like when people leave here to say, man, we went to the draft up there, never been there before. That was awesome. What a great place. We're invested in that. We want that. We take pride in that. Yeah. And that's great. Well, you tell about your downtown association, what you guys do.
Well, what we're trying to do is bring people to the downtown area, and we want them to realize this is a great place to work. It's a great place to live. It's a great place to visit.
Yeah.
So we want it to be beautiful, and we want it to be a great place to be.
And boy, do they judge it by little things like that, litter, you know, which you don't have down here, flowers. I mean, they want to just see they want it to look nice, lighting, trees. That's just important to a downtown. And then what we have to do is complement that with more activities, right?
Absolutely.
And we're doing a better job, but we could do even better.
Yes. I wrote a grant in the fall, and we received the grant, and we'll be starting cleanup sessions now.
Great. Those are important things.
Downtown.
Right.
Jim and I did that last year.
We did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Actually, well, yesterday was Earth Day, right, Gaylord
yes,
Nelson?
Yes, lots of trees planted.
And we did
we picked up a lot of cigarette butts.
We did. Even though, that kind of made us mad.
I didn't know people still smoke as much as they do.
Oh,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And yet there's a cigarette, what do they
right
call it?
Right next to it.
Receptacle.
Yeah. And there's cigarette butts all around. And they can't feed 100 of them. Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Was that part of your work release or no?
Yeah. We wore the orange vest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We did have
he cast the first stone who hasn't done community service.
Yeah. I've been there.
Me too. We've all been there.
You have those little picker-uppers things, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You squeeze them.
Gloves.
Well, anyway, so we had to go to this training session. Can you believe that training session to pick up litter? But anyway, we're there, and we're wearing hats, and the lady's talking. It's just like he's in school, little kid. He's picking up my hat, you know, and then when the lady's talking, just screwing around, picking up my ear.
I untied his shoes. Yeah. She was giving us that. I had the picker. He didn't know. I untied his shoes.
And he's the good student.
I was trying to be a sassy boy. Taking copious notes, and John just kind of threw it all. But anyway, thank you for doing that, Lisa. I mean, the city is run on volunteers, right?
Yes.
I mean, a lot of volunteers.
But you take pride. Talk about your heritage. There's your family and everything. And
Perrin's
in
Plumbing.
Green Bay, what you guys have done.
RJ Perrin's Plumbing and Heating since 1967.
Yeah.
And we've been around a long time and serving the community. And yes, I'm a Belgian.
Oh.
My great grandfather came from Belgium, and he was his parents left him on a bridge in Namur, Belgium, and the police found him and someone adopted him.
Is your grandfather?
My great grandfather.
Great, okay.
And he came over to the United States.
Wow.
Yeah.
And talk about humble
here.
Beginnings, huh?
Cool. Wow.
Yes. Sorry. Yeah.
Did you ever go back and try and find him? What the hell did you do with that for?
I'd be pissed. I got to be honest with you. I'd kill their dog or something.
I have one goal in life. Yeah. No, that's great. And you married well, and your husband has done a lot for the community in the real estate world?
Yes, yes. He's been retired for a while.
Yes.
But yes, he did it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Vanderzand in real estate.
Yeah, I bought a building from him.
By the way, I got a text here. Mongo McMichael, Steve McMichael, passed away. 67. Mm. ALS, you almost hate to say it was but he was in such rough shape, it almost might be a blessing that he's gone. That poor guy, I've never seen anybody worse.
It was amazing, though, he got into the Hall of Fame past year, and
Ever seen anybody affected more than
bad.
He was?
Dwight Clark, if you remember Dwight Clark
from the
49ers,
absolutely.
He also passed away from ALS, and just such a horrible disease.
Wow. It is. A doctor told me one time, a long, long time ago, there are some things worse than death.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that was in poor Mongo.
Oh, he was.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, Lisa, what else is going on in downtown Green Bay? Congratulations on being a big part of this. We're here. We're at the draft. This is it, man.
Are you leaning into the draft? Doing something with the grandkids?
Oh, you bet I am.
I'll
be there this afternoon with one of my granddaughters, and then grandsons are coming in later this afternoon.
Great.
We'll be down there.
Won't you agree, though? Let's embrace this. Let's not be those naysayers, or I'm leaving town. I don't want to. Come on, man. Embrace this.
Yeah, might as well.
It's not going to happen again.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And we have to.
And you're parking around the stadium, but you don't mind the parking because it's going to a charity, which I think is awesome.
Yes, St. Mark's Church.
Yeah, that's nice.
And no, I don't mind because the money will go to the church.
And you have plenty of it anyway, so
that's absolutely. Are you kidding me? Wow. Hey, tell people why you walked in here, though.
Oh yeah.
To have John sign 50 strong.
There you go.
For me, I was across the street putting flowers in. and I saw.
And Mike was making fun of you.
Yes,
no, there's a homeless person
out there pulling up the flowers.
I did not say that.
Micah from Simple Life Hospitality. Just so you know,
here we go.
Why is she eating those flowers?
I know, right?
Yeah, throwing them all over.
Unbelievable,
Lisa. Thanks for what you're doing here in Green Bay, and you. I know you've been at it for many, many, many years, and we appreciate that. You know, this is great.
Well, thanks for having me.
Hi to your family. Enjoy the draft.
And you're writing that book we talked about.
Yes,
I shall.
I will not let you let that drop.
Do you want to let our listeners know, or should we wait till you get the framework done? Okay, all right, cool. Yes.
We're going to promote that like you can't believe.
Yeah, we will. We will.
Lisa Wheeler, you're awesome. Back right after this.
Thank you. Jimmy and a wine. I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road, and I'm going to make it
home tonight. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the large-scale overnight attack on Kyiv was one of the most outrageous yet by Russia. At least 9 people were killed in the capital, more than 70 hurt in drone and missile strikes. The attack coming after President Trump lashed out at Zelensky for rejecting a U.S. proposed peace deal that would have Ukraine giving up the Crimean Peninsula, which Russia has held since 2014. 50,000 mourners filing past the Pope lying in state at St. Peter's Basilica ahead of Saturday's funeral. In southern New Jersey, wildfire continues to burn.
This is still very much an active firefight, according to officials. There were more than 1,300 structures that were threatened. So far, officials say just one large storage building for a business has been destroyed. But they're going to continue fighting this until they get some soaking rainfall, and they are not expecting that today. They're hoping for it late Friday, maybe heading into the weekend.
ABC's Trevor Ault, air quality alerts in place for New York City because of the fires. This is ABC News.
Local.